Lance and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Weber State suffering a loss to James Madison over the weekend. And here to break it down and look ahead to the next game for Weber State, the head coach of the Wildcats, Jay Hill, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, doing well. So let's talk about that game and where you felt like things kind of got sideways. I know James Madison jumped out to a big lead. Hans and I were breaking it down a little bit yesterday. That fumble return for a touchdown essentially kept a game from maybe 10-10 to turning it into a 17-3 game, and kind of felt like things snowballed a bit from there.
It did. I don't think we handled that adversity very good. First off, we got to take care of the ball in that situation. I think we had it first and goal at the 6 or something, and then we fumble, the quarterback fumbles and gets returned 97 yards for a touchdown. So instead of being 10-10 and playing very well on both sides of the ball, now you're down 17-3, and it just kind of took the air out of the stadium, out of the players for just a minute. Yeah, there were so many good things that happened. We had the defense gave up 109 yards in the first half against a very, very explosive offense. So they were playing great. The offense, when we had the wind at our back in the second quarter, was really moving the ball well, and we just couldn't capitalize on some of the things that we had going on. And then the third quarter was not good for the offense or the defense. That's kind of where the lead ballooned a little bit, and then we played great in the fourth quarter again. So it's just really for about 15 minutes after that fumble occurred, we did not play as well as we should have, and it got away from us a little bit.
So, Coach, we got to see Kylan and Randall play that quarterback position, but I want an update on your quarterback position and talk a little bit about Bronson Barron, where he's at.
Well, Bronson's still going to be probably, now again, I'm not a doctor, but he's probably still going to be a week or so before we get him back. So it's going to come down to Kylan and Randall doing a good job of, you know, one of those guys has got to become the guy and handle the situation well. I will say Kylan, I thought, played very good in the fourth quarter, and we were moving the ball well. We scored 2 touchdowns against a very good defense. They didn't sub anybody. And so some of the things that we were hitting in the fourth quarter was really the stuff that we should have been hitting all game long. So Kylan, I thought, came in and did a very nice job.
Your message to a team after a loss like that, you mentioned you played James Madison a few years ago, and you said, hey, this is the kind of team that we're going to have to be if we want to eventually make a deep run inside the playoffs. I got to imagine that's still probably the message. And then also, hey, your goals of a conference championship, those are still wide open and have not diminished whatsoever.
No. That game, as frustrating as it was and as many opportunities we had to really win it, The scoreboard, for sure, at certain points in that game, did not reflect one bit what that game was all about. I mean, that was a dogfight all the way till the fumble in the first in the second quarter. And then if you look at the stats, we had 19 first downs. They had 16. The overall total yardage was very close. They won the turnover battle, which those games come down to, right, when you're evenly matched. And then we have a play that really we're going to score 7, and then they pick up a fumble recovery and return it. You get a 14-point swing and lose by 13. I mean, that's what that game came down to. And so is all lost? Absolutely not. We proved that we deserve to be there with James Madison. We have each of the last 3 times we've played them. Now, they're definitely one of the top 1 or 2 teams in the country and have shown that over the last 10 years. But we still have got to make the plays in those big games like that to be able to pull them off. And that's really the message to the team, right? Make a couple plays, and the game's completely different if we just make a couple plays in that first half instead of giving them the one. The game's completely different.
Obviously, Coach Rashid Shaheed was a bright spot in this, had a nice 20-yard return off of a punt. I think he had a long one off a kick, a 50-plusser, if I remember right, off of a kick. And he put some nearly 100 yards receiving out onto the field. Talk a little bit about Rashid Shaheed and a bright spot in this game.
Well, Rashid's played well all year and continues to make plays. I don't know this for sure, but I think he leads the nation in kickoff returns. He did going into that game, and then he had another 60-yard return in that game, so I can't see that anyone's passed him But he continues to play well, and we got to have him play well, and we got to find more creative ways of getting him the ball. He needs to touch it, you know, 10 times a game, between the kick returns, receiving, fly sweeps, reverses, that kind of stuff. He needs to touch it 10, 12 times a game.
Well, I know that maybe UC Davis may not have the same cachet as James Madison coming into town, but Weber State fans need to pack that stadium coming up on Saturday, because UC Davis is a really good team. They've already got a win over an FBS team in Tulsa. They've blown out San Diego. They blew out, put 60 on Dixie State. You got your hands full. This is a really good team rolling into town.
Oh, yeah. This is another top five team in the country. So I really believe right now in the country, you got Sam Houston, James Madison, North Dakota State, and then probably the next three teams, in my opinion, are out of the Big Sky. Somebody in the Big Sky. A UC Davis, Eastern, us, Montana. So the league, we got our work cut out for us, and UC Davis is right there. I mean, they beat a very, very good Tulsa team who the next week probably should have beat Oklahoma State. This is a real team coming in here for sure.
Well, Coach, good luck coming up on Saturday. Looking forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, look forward.
That is Jay Hill, head coach at Weber State, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. As we mentioned, that's a really good UC Davis team rolling into town coming up. If you are a Weber State fan or just want to see some good football, get up there, check out that game, 6 o'clock start at Stewart Stadium. That place needs to be rocking for back-to-back weeks. It was good against James Madison. They need that same kind of crowd support. That's going to be a really good game.